get over here to Valerie, who's calling us from Issaquah. Hi, Valerie. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I understand that ashwagandha is supposed to be helpful for anxiety, and I've started taking it. I think I'm seeing some results, but number one, I don't know what the appropriate dosage is, so I'm kind of shooting in the dark there. And I'd like to know what other complementary things I might do or take with that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do the easy question first. A person can do up to a gram a day of the ashwagandha capsules. They usually come in 250 or 500 milligrams, so you do the math, and there you are. And it's very safe stuff, man, as you know, because you've researched this. It's been used for literally millennia, and so far, nobody's got hurt. So up to a gram a day is fine. Now, on the harder question, other things, give me a little background. What's going on?
I experience a tremendous amount of stinging is what I can experience when I get anxious or I get worried. And so I'm trying to find methods beyond meditation, which I'm doing twice a day.
Good for you.
Ashwagandha. And I'm trying desperately to stay. Actually, I got myself off of patented medications, and I'm doing my desperate best to not step back onto patented medications.
Oh, you betcha, ma'am. Now, when you were using them, and I know I'm not going to tell you to go back to them, but when you were using them, were any of them working?
Yes, to a certain degree, but also there were some side effects where I
got neck
and back rigidity, which seemed to almost, the side effects got to be physically, I was dealing done with a different issue. I might get psychological relief, but then physically, I got a different problem to deal with.
Gotcha. Well, I'm asking for a reason. Which one or ones actually worked, even though they gave you the adverse effects?
The Prozac did for a period of time, yes.
The Prozac, okay. And that's the only one?
That is the only one.
Okay.
I've tried a number of others, but I can't even manage to stay on them more than about a week because the headaches are horrific.
Oh, you got to pay attention to that, no question.
Yes, and so I bailed off of those.
Okay, now tell me another thing. In your family, is there any history of type 2 diabetes or alcoholism?
Alcoholism, both parents.
All right.
And I'm a total teetotaler as a result of what I witnessed.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about this 21-year-old lady who came in to see me. I'd seen her a couple times when she was a teenager. And I had worked with both of her parents who got their alcohol problem under considerably better control now with doing the things we talked about. I'm not going to tell you it was perfect. It was under considerably better control. And so this lady comes in, and she says, I want to know if I can take the same treatment you gave for my parents. And I said, why would you want to do that? You told me a visit or two ago that you never, ever touched any alcohol because you saw what it did to your parents. So why would you want to do that? And she says, don't I have the same genetics as my parents? Well, she got me there. She sure did have the same genetics as her parents. And she says, I just think I would do better with what you gave them or asked them to take. I just want to make sure it's safe for me. And I said, well, sure it is. And especially the low dose, it's quite safe. Now you go way high dose and you could get in trouble. But you can try it. Now, what was that? It was lithium. And lithium is available in the natural food stores. I am not talking about high-dose prescription medication lithium, because that stuff, you got to get it's so strong, you got to get a blood test every few months, make sure you're not overdosing and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it's available in the natural food stores in 5 and 10 and 20 milligram size. It's been there for a number of years now. And if a person stays at 20 milligrams or less, and in your particular case with two alcoholic parents, I'd suggest you might consider doing the same thing as the 21-year-old lady did, and that is take 20 milligrams a day. Okay, so she says, I just wanted to make sure. I said, well, I'm glad you did, and now you know. Well, I didn't see her for nearly a year, and she came back for something else, namely birth control pills, and said, she says, that lithium has made such a difference. She says, I didn't want to tell you before, but You know, I could never keep a boyfriend for more than 3 or 4 weeks, and I just was kind of to myself. And now they're inviting me to all the parties, and everybody wants to know if I'd seen a psychiatrist and what's going on with me. And she says the only difference is that I started doing what my parents did, and it definitely, she says, I don't know why. I just feel more like communicating with people, and I don't get as upset as easy. And I said, well, you know what? There's lots of studies on the beneficial effects of lithium in people with alcoholic genetics. And by the way, I'm going to get to another one for you, ma'am. This is for you personally that I didn't have to get to with her. I'll get to that in a moment. But there's lots of studies on that from back in the 70s, and then those studies tapered out because you can't patent lithium. Now, so that one, that would be the first one, and you want to give it some time. Be like a good engineer. I work with a lot of engineers, and unless it's an emergency, they try one thing at a time, make sure that that works, what did it do, before they go on to the next
Very
one. Yeah.
much.
Yep. Okay, and the other one happens to come from the doctor who founded Clayton Biotechnical Research Institute down, or Biological Research Institute down in Texas, and he actually wrote us a long book called Biochemical Individuality. And in that book, he told us how niacinamide would help cut down on alcoholism. No kidding. Now, niacinamide, actually, without adverse side effects, unless you go too high, works in the same way that the various azepam tranquilizers, Librium and Valium, and that sort of thing. How do I know? Because the Hoffmann and La Roche company, which makes the Valium tranquilizer, wrote us a big article saying that niacinamide did the same thing. Why would they do that? Because they just built the world's largest niacinamide manufacturing plant. That's why. And they wanted to let
Leads
everybody
to the
know.
money, doesn't it?
They always, 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 ma'am. So, what Roger Williams, who wrote that book I was telling you about, he inspired Bill W., the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. No kidding. He's inspired him to send a bulletin. It was called a bulletin to AA physicians, and it said, "Hey, have alcoholics try niacinamide, 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day, and they'll settle down a lot, and they won't be as upset and jittery and get as violent and so forth." And that's right in Roger Williams' book, and also it came from Bill W. Okay, now lithium at 20 milligrams, I've not run into anybody with a side effect. With niacinamide at 1 3 grams a day, 1 gram 3 times a day, that one, yes, about 1% or less of everybody starts getting a little nauseated at that dose. And if they do, and if they don't pay attention to it, I did say a little nauseated to start with. It's like being on a boat, a little seasick. Anyway, if they don't pay attention to that nausea and cut the dose back, it will get worse, and by the time 3 or 4 weeks have gone by, they're going to be throwing up all over the place. So it's just the liver
Oh,
telling
dear.
us. It's just the liver telling us that's too much niacinamide for me. But do keep in mind that's less than 1% of the people I've worked with. And modern stuff has come to our rescue, and they've also put it into a 1,500 milligram time release, which is the same 3 grams,
Oh,
so that people only have to
excellent.
take one in the morning, one at night, one in the morning, one at night, not 3 times a day, because Dr. Williams did point out that it has a short half-life. It's a B vitamin and has to be in the bloodstream constantly. So either take it 3 times a day, as they did back in his day, or that 1,500 milligrams twice a day. So anyway, ma'am, that family history you told me about is a very strong clue about some things you could do for yourself, and there you are.
Excellent. Thank you for all the fine advice. I appreciate it.
Okay, and I wouldn't mind, by the way, and probably neither would some of the other people listening, if you call back after a while and let us know what happened with you.
I would be delighted. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.